8 years ago, Congress loosened restrictions on prescription drug advertising, and the drug companies started aggressively promoting their products. Now, there's a backlash. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said this on the floor of the Senate.
This direct consumer advertising can oversell hope, and people want hope. It can oversell results, and it can also undersell the risk.
And under pressure from Congress, lawsuits, and bad publicity, the companies are now beginning to pull back. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Hank McKinnell is chairman and CEO of the world's largest drug company, Pfizer. He remembers thinking that advertising to consumers would be great for health care.
Initially, I would describe it as direct-to-consumer education, making patients aware of the availability of treatment and educating them on their disease, preparing for them with a discussion with their doctor.
And after Congress eased restrictions on advertising prescription drugs in 1997, Pfizer and other companies moved quickly. According to IMS Health, a company that analyzes the pharmaceutical industry, drug companies spent $800 million advertising to consumers in 1996 and four times as much, $3.3 billion, in 2003. McKinley's company ran ads like this one for Celebrex.
With Celebrex, I will not give in.
I will not give in.
I will not give in to the joint pain of osteoarthritis.
Rob Schneider directs Prescription for Change, an advocacy project of Consumers Union. Schneider says medication isn't like breakfast cereal and shouldn't be advertised that way.
Drug ads inherently carry dangers that are not the case for most ads. Yet, they're designed to do the same kinds of things that ads do. They're designed to promote the positive aspects about the thing advertised, the drug advertised, and to downplay the negative aspects.
Pfizer CEO McKinnell began rethinking his company's ads during the very public questioning last fall of the safety of two of its painkillers, Celebrex and Bextra, and Merck's drug Vioxx.
I did see in the concern over cardiovascular risk with pain medicines that the population, patients, did not have an adequate understanding of the critical importance of balancing of risks and benefits. And when I hear people saying we need to be sure that medicines are absolutely safe, I know we're on the wrong track, because that would lead to the end of modern medicine, because no medicine is absolutely safe.
McKinnell is changing his company's approach to advertising.
We've actually reduced our television advertising quite dramatically for all our medicines. Celebrex is not being advertised. Viagra is at a very, very low level. And we are rethinking how best to shift from direct-to-consumer advertising to direct-to-consumer education, particularly around the important issue of risk and benefit.
Drug maker Bristol Myers Squibb recently vowed not to advertise any new drug in the first 12 months of marketing. A spokeswoman for AstraZeneca says they're moving towards informational ads. A new ad for its cholesterol drug Crestor is as much about the importance of lowering cholesterol as it is about Crestor.
You've been to the doctor. Good. You've changed your diet and are getting exercise.
Excellent. You've tried just about everything. Now medical information comes along that says you may need to get that bad cholesterol even lower. Now what do you do?
The drug industry trade group Pharma is scheduled to come out with a voluntary code this month. Rob Schneider of Consumers Union says that's not enough.
We've had voluntary measures all along, and the result is the kinds of ads that we see that hype up the benefits and downplay negatives, that attempt to create a market for conditions that probably aren't deserving of prescription drugs.
Meanwhile, there's a bill in Congress that would eliminate the tax deductibility of advertising costs, and another that would restrict advertising in the first 2 years of a product's life. Senator Frist has ordered a report on drug company advertising and says if the industry's voluntary guidelines aren't strong enough, he'll work on some of his own. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.